This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado Senate has passed legislation to send two ballot measures to Colorado voters this November to bolster funding for free school meals. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In 2022, voters approved the Healthy School Meals for All program. Advocates call it a success, reducing stigma around free breakfast and lunch at school. The program was funded by limiting income tax reductions for taxpayers making $300,000 or more, but it hasn't raised enough money to fully fund the program. The ballot measures center on whether to continue funding the program as is, increase funding, or scale it back. The bill now goes to the House for consideration of amendments. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new online tool from Colorado State University aims to reduce wildfire risk and shore up funding for forest management. The Colorado Forest Tracker compiles data from federal, state, and local agencies all in one place. Brett Wolk with the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute says the next step is to apply that data to improve forest health and quality.
And this gives a clear, transparent picture of where we are investing our dollars and where the forest management is happening around the state and also where it's not.
The goal is to help policymakers understand and show how forest management projects are impacting clean water resources, wildfire behavior, and recreation. An unnamed fan in Georgia suing the NFL after Colorado University football star Shador Sanders fell out of the top draft to be picked at the 144th slot. You are listening to CPR News.